From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. The city of Miami is moving forward with plans to place about 400 new security cameras throughout the metro area. As WLRN's Julia Duba tells us, Miami police will monitor the city through a high-tech command center.
The cameras will be set up on rooftops, street poles, and existing red light cameras. Authorities will monitor those cameras with up to 200 closed-circuit television screens. The project would cost about $700,000, with half of it covered by federal anti-terrorism funds. The American Civil Liberties Union of Florida has criticized the plan and said the technology could be abused to invade residents' privacy. Advocates say the cameras will keep the city safer from routine crime and also add that similar technology was used to identify the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Florida's Department of Juvenile Justice and the state's 67 counties are trying to figure out how to split the costs of detaining youthful offenders. DJJ held a rulemaking hearing on Friday after 19 counties successfully argued in court that the state was shifting too much of the tab for juvenile detention to local taxpayers. Currently, the state pays 43%, the counties pay the rest. But Craig Mosteller of the Florida Association of Counties says the counties will be back in court if that does not change, and soon.
When the government and when the state, Tallahassee, ties their hands to how they spend that money, they can't spend it at home. They have to spend it the way the state says. And right now, we think that's in a way that violates the law, quite simply.
DJJ officials say their hands are tied because only the legislature can change the funding formula. Lawmakers tried to do that very thing this year, but the proposed 50-50 split died on the last day of the legislative session. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Here's Paul Leary.